You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side.
You got that sun. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest draft news, photos, videos, and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. Nathan Zgura, Vic Carucci, hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And if you missed it in the first hour, I would urge you to go to clevelandbrowns.com or download the app and listen to the Dane Brugler segment on demand, which you can do on either of those mediums, downloading the app for your phone, smart, your tablet, anything, Android, Apple, it doesn't matter. You got the Browns app there or going to the newly redesigned clevelandbrowns.com. Joining us now on the hotline from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and cleveland.com, Mary Kay Cabot. And Mary Kay, here we are 3 weeks till the draft. Finally, I'm sure we're all excited for that to get here. And 3 weeks out, how do you see, in your mind, if you're the GM of the Browns, the first three picks of the Cleveland Browns going?
You know, I keep thinking that in some way, shape, or form, it will end up being quarterback, wide receiver, running back. I'm sorry, cornerback.
Okay.
Cornerback, wide receiver, and quarterback in some way, shape, or form with those three picks. I think those are the biggest needs. I think those positions have a lot of depth high up in the draft where you can still get a good one, in the second round with that 35 pick. The big question is, you know, where will they pick each of those positions? You know, will the Browns pick a quarterback at number 4? Will they wait till 26? Will they package 26 and 35 and move up? Those are the big questions facing them now.
Mary Kay, what do you make of multiple sources? And, you know, a couple of different folks on the air here at KNR, and we saw Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report make these emphatic reports that the Browns are attached to quarterback fill in the blank, but those blanks have been filled in with the names of A.J. McCarron, Johnny Manziel, and Derek Carr.
Well, you know what? Ray Farmer said early on in this process that he was going to do everything that he could to keep people guessing, and he really is doing a tremendous job. Now, when I had to go on NFL Network and pick a quarterback, I think it was April 4th, I did pick Derek Carr for the Browns because after spending some time at the NFL owners meetings and talking to enough people, I did get the sense that there was something very real about their interest in Derek Carr. Now, will they go ahead and take him at number 4? I don't know. But I do know that they are intrigued and that they like him. Does that mean that they don't like other quarterbacks equally as well or even better? No, I don't know that for sure. Now we're seeing, you know, I see that Mel Kiper picked Johnny Manziel. You know, we all along throughout the fall, you know, it was, Johnny Football is the person that we were all thinking of. So, you know, how do they feel about Johnny? You know, it's really hard to say. And then, of course, Blake Bortles, which he is there at number 4. I think you have to look long and hard at him, considering this is the AFC North. And the one thing that I have gleaned from people that I've talked to about the Browns and Johnny Manziel, if there is a concern at all, it's just the durability, it's the size issue. And, this is the land of the Joe Flaccos and the Ben Roethlisbergers. So, if there's anything at all that would give them pause, that's what it would be.
We heard today earlier on the Really Big Show that the Browns love A.J. McCarron and will draft him. What is your take on that? That kind of came out of left field to me. And as a person who's watched plenty of A.J. McCarron tape, I would not be a fan of that move. Have you heard anything along those lines?
Well, you know, I mean, they did spend yesterday working him out, and I'm sure that they like him. I don't think they would be spending time on him if they didn't. Does that mean that he's their guy, that they will draft him? I mean, every day they're working out a new quarterback. As you guys
and Murray on, the
I'm
following
sure
week. Yep.
I mean, Aaron Murray is coming
Love
in
Aaron
next
Murray.
Week, right? And he will be. He will be privately worked out also by the Browns the week after that. So obviously there's something to that too. And again, he's someone that you can get at a little bit of a bargain basement price, and you might be getting more of a first-rate talent. A lot of these guys have size issues. Once again, there's not a lot of height amongst some of these quarterbacks. There's a lot of them that are in the 6-foot-tall, 6.5, 6'1 range. So, you know, that's something to really consider. I think that I think ideally the Browns would like to have a bigger quarterback. But, you know, obviously now the trend is towards taking chances on a few smaller guys. But even in talking to Bruce Arians, the Cardinals coach, former Browns offensive coordinator, at the NFL annual meeting, and he basically said, well, yeah, you can do it. You can be a Russell Wilson, but you know what? There's two of those guys in modern football that have been successful.
Right, right. There aren't many at that size, but it's starting to change a little bit of movement in that direction.
That's right. There is, and that's why it opens the door for a Johnny Manziel, to come here. Maybe even, Teddy Bridgewater isn't an enormous guy either. I think what helps Johnny, obviously, is that he does have the good hand size. If you're going to be a smaller guy, you absolutely have to have the bigger hands. I mean, you're going to get hit. You're going to get chased. One thing that I find about the mobile quarterbacks, and Bruce, this is something that Bruce brought up when we were talking to him about Johnny. You can think you're fast and you can think you're mobile, but you haven't seen anything like what you're going to get chased by.
Correct.
When you get to this level. So it tends to level the playing field just a tiny bit when it comes to the mobility.
We're visiting with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, Cleveland Plain Dealer, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mary Kay, earlier this week, Alex Mack, there was a little gathering with him to talk about his return to the Browns, and it sounded to me like everything was, the right things were said, and all those thoughts, those lingering ideas that he wanted out of here, that he was really reluctant to come back, and that everything he had done prior to the Browns matching that offer from the Jaguars were played as sort of negative in terms of his perception of this team. What was your feeling? You were here for his comments, and I know you've talked with teammates and other people around this organization. What's your sense of where things are with Alex Mack, and do you see this now as totally being, behind him and everything, full speed ahead with him as a Brown?
Yes, I do think so. I mean, I really felt all along that it was going to come down to the money. A player like Alex Mack, he wants to get fair market value. I think that having the transition tag put on him, I think that did leave some bad blood there for a while, because it really felt at that time as though it was going to be very, very difficult for him to get the type of offer that he would really want. But the Jacksonville Jaguars came through, and he ended up with a tremendous deal. So all is well now, except for one thing, and that is that it really is only 2 years that you can be sure of at this point. So it's, 2 years, as we all know, goes very, very quickly, and the Browns could find themselves back in this position again. And at that point, it will come down to this. Can he find more than $8 million guaranteed out on the open market? And if so, would the Browns be willing to up the ante a little bit to keep him? So we're going to have to deal with this again for 2 years, but up until then, he's fine. He's happy.
He is happy. He's back to work, which is good. Also, another new face in the building today. I guess Alex Mack's not a new face, but a returning face, and that's Nate Burleson, the wide receiver. What do you think about that signing for the Cleveland Browns, how he fits in? And obviously, you think they're still going receiver early. So do I. I don't think it impacts the draft plans, but I do think it is a nice thing to have a veteran guy here who has played with two of the best to ever play that position in Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, to kind of help this young wide receiving core out.
Well, for years and years and years, I have been beating and banging the drum to try to get this team to bring in a really quality receiver.
Oh, did we lose Mary Kay? All right, we have a connection issue with Mary Kay Cabot. Hopefully we could get her reconnected with us.
But she's excited about Nate Burleson. The phone couldn't handle the excitement. She beat the drum, and the phone died.
That clearly did it. And there is a lot of excitement over Nate Burleson. Interesting little factoid, we posted a video of Nate Burleson on ClevelandBrowns.com, a little interview. Andy Hecht, our director of content production, talked with him.
Yeah.
And that has, I think as of today, the number was above 10,000 hits. It was the most viewed video, recent videos that we've posted on our website. So that tells you the fascination with him.
Love Nasty Nate.
Back with Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, if you recall the question, you can start your answer again. It cut out in between, in the middle of it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm actually on the road right now with the family, heading for a little bit of spring break. So
oh.
I must have hit a little dead patch there. But
nice.
So, yeah, so the question was about Nate. I have been, for the longest time, many, many years, wanting them to bring in a guy like this, especially when you have a young receiving core and you're taking chances on guys like Josh Gordon, who have a little bit of a history, who need some guidance. And so now they have somebody like that. Not only do they have someone that has done it himself and has been successful, but like you said, he has been around Calvin Johnson. He's been around a Randy Moss, different kinds of personalities and phenomenal talents. He just spent the past 4 years with Megatron, watching how he works.
Right.
And I think that he will have plenty of wisdom to impart upon Josh Gordon as to the work ethic that you need
right.
to not only be great, but to stay great.
Yeah, those practice habits that he's going to be able to say, listen, this is how Calvin Johnson has done it and been that good when everybody knows all they want to do is come out and stop him. Josh Gordon's going to face that this year. Teams are going to come out and say, let's stop Josh Gordon. And being able to have that resource in Nate Burleson, I agree with you, Mary Kay, will be valuable.
And Mary Kay, go ahead.
I was going to say, and Josh needs that. I mean, you know, Josh, some of these young guys, they think they know what it takes, but they really don't know what it takes. They think they're working hard, and they're not. Until you've been around a Megatron, until you've been around a Jerry Rice type of a guy, you think that you're working hard, and you're not.
One last one, and again, we appreciate that you're taking a little time with us as you're trying to get some family time, but Chris Presley, the fullback the Browns added, what did that move say to you?
Well, I think it says power running game. Let's put the emphasis back on a very, very strong ground game. And we know that Mike Pettine values a very tough defense and a good running game. So I think you'll see a return to those roots a little bit. And I also still think that they're going to add at least one other running back in this draft. And somewhere along the lines, they'll probably add another running back. I just think that they can't really count on Ben Tate 100% staying healthy for 16 games. You know, hopefully for them they can, but I still think they have to draft a running back in the middle round.
All right. Thank you so much. Enjoy the time with the fam, and the best to you and them for the holiday.
Sounds good. You guys too.
All right.
Thank you very
much.
She
is Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. And always love the insights that she is able to provide us. We have got Fact or Fiction coming up next, or soon. In the meantime, we'll hear from you at 216-578-0850. I guess we'll do Fact or Fiction maybe in the segment after that. In the meantime, I want to hear from you. We got tweets I know that we want to get to, and Megan Rock will be reading some of those for us as we share your input. We get a lot of those barks and growls from the pound.
We do, and we'll also hear from Jordan Cameron from yesterday's University Hospital event at Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, talking about the team and as the players went out and did a great thing in the community yesterday, which you can, of course, read about at ClevelandBrowns.com. Coming up next on CBD.